Tom, understanding how preliminary all of this is at this point, no contact with anyone else, how much are you looking at this depth chart of receivers and defensive backs for guys that you can use as gunners?
Obviously, you always look at it, but it is just in shorts. A lot of times guys look good in shorts and they don't look good in pads, so we do wait until they get pads on to make the final determination.
Sure.
But, you know, right now you're trying to see how they're going to fall out offensively and defensively, and, you know, we'll go special teams from there.
It does seem like you got more speed in those positions.
We'll see. We had good speed last year. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have speed, then it's one thing to be able to finish and make a play, so that's what we've got to wait to see who can do that.
I know it's early, but what kind of a leap have you seen in Brandon?
He's better directionally than he was. You know, he's been doing a little bit more things with the ball coming off his foot. So, been very pleased with what he's done this spring. He's been very solid.
How would you assess what Jeremy Davis did last year? He was a guy we've heard at this point was going to.
You know, he played early, then kind of got beaten out on offense, I guess, and then someone else took his shirt and. He's willing, but he just never has really done a lot of it. So, you know, all the reps that he can get is very vital to him so he can continue to grow.
I mean, is he a big part of what you want to do this year, or are you still more waiting?
Well, I mean, if he's on the 46, he's going to be a big part, you know. So that's the thing. Anybody that's on the 46-man roster, if they're not starting, they got to contribute.
Does he have the skill set to do it? I mean, I know
he does. It's just he's very raw. He's never done it before. So having never done it, he needs as many reps that he can get so he can become proficient.
Would you like to have a second puncher in camp just to take the workload off of Brad against
the
competition?
We take it off of him. You know, we with the machines, yeah, when we go punt return, we'll use the jugs just to make sure that we're not overloading him.
How much is fatigue a concern?
It's always a concern. That's why the biggest thing that we look at when we develop the installation schedule is making sure we're not kicking too many days in a row and they got enough days off. We've always been pretty happy with the results that we've gotten. Those guys have stayed fresh at the end of the year, which is the most important.
Do you plan on the hunting strategy staying the same? In terms of directional?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what he does best, we're going to cater to what the players do best. Let them be their best.
Josh Brown kind of reinvented himself between the end of last year and this year.
I don't know if he's reinvented himself. I think he's put a solid couple of years together, and he's just continuing to grow. He's done a good job with nutrition and training, and that's really helped extend his career.
He does look like he's a little leaner.
A little bit, you know, but he's last two or three years, he's really done a good job with nutrition and the strength training.
Tom Coughlin was, you know, famously averse to trick plays and gadget plays. Have you got any sense from Ben with?
No, I mean, we like all special teams coaches, you put them in the spring, you work them, and you hope you get them proficient so the head coach will call them. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
What has Coach Mack been like in meetings? I always heard that Coughlin was very passive, let the coordinator do all the talking sort of until the end. What has Mack been like?
You're talking about in a special teams meeting?
Yeah.
It's very similar to what Tom was doing. He sits in and listens and, you know, adds his two cents when he needs to.
Is Zach 100% with his wrist now?
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, that came out better than we expected. He's done more than I expected him to come to training camp.
What are those conversations like, the two Ivy Leaguers?
It's a smart room now. It's a smart room. We've got some state school guys that can represent, but that's – they were Ivy League football players. I didn't say that.